Today's scripture is Proverbs chapter 9, verse 10, and James chapter 10, verse 17-18. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom, and the knowledge of the Holy One is understanding. James chapter 3, verse 17-18. But the wisdom from above is first pure, then peaceable, gentle, reasonable, full of mercy and good fruits, unwavering without hypocrisy, and the seed whose fruit is righteousness is sown in peace by those who make peace. Amen.
Dear brothers and sisters, these days, seeing my fellow church members brings me a happy smile. They gather in groups, look at the moon, and rejoice as they find the shepherd's figures on it. Yes, students answering with a loud amen, they are also busy finding our shepherd's figures on the moon. I prepared a picture. Take a look at it. Recently, our student members have a spring break, and so I went out to a park with our student members to play badminton. And during a break time, two student members was pointing at the moon with his finger, and he confessed how he found the shepherd's figures on the moon, and he also said our shepherd has been seeing us playing badminton, and they look so lovable. So I took a picture of them. The two guys are standing together looking at the moon. So regardless of, so our church members are looking for the shepherd's figures on the moon, not just moon, on the sun, on flowers, cups, on curtains, and everywhere. They are happy looking or finding the shepherd's figures. Brothers and sisters, the moon has always been up there. It has always been the same moon up there. Yet now, it looks like a different one. The reason is, we're looking at the moon with our love for Father God, the Lord, and the Shepherd, and with an earnest desire to inscribe such marvelous works in our heart. Namely, it's not that the moon has changed, but our heart towards Father God, the Lord, and the Shepherd has transformed. So now we have begun seeing the Shepherd's figures which had always been inscribed on it. Of course, those who trusted and loved the Shepherd were able to see the Shepherd's figures even before, but now it's not just a few members, but almost all of mommy members. The same goes for the words of God. Nowadays, many preachers deliver messages based on the shepherd's previous sermons. Hearing those messages, church members, including me, all confess the same. We've now realized what invaluable and precious message we'd heard before. Why is it so? It's because our trust and love towards the shepherd who preached those messages has deepened and grown. It's not that his messages became different, but our love towards Father God, the Lord, and the Shepherd has changed, so now we can discover his true will carried in his messages. Also, there is another reason. Brothers and sisters, do you love Father God? Do you love the Lord? And do you love the Shepherd? Last year, at her birthday party, Mrs. Bongim Lee reminded us, "If you love, you will find a way." This really touched me. Yes, indeed, this is true. To the extent that you love Father God, the Lord, and the Shepherd, you can discover ways to please them. I have a related episode, and last December, I was offering a service with with a student. That day, senior pastor was preaching, so I was among the high school students, and before those students were a cup and a beverage, I wonder what was that. But when I found out what it was, I was so touched. The high school students were thirsty. Their voice was hoarse because they said amen with a loud voice. Their voice had become hoarse. That's why they had a water and a cup. So even though the student said, because our shepherd has a weak hearing, they said they had to reply with amen with a louder voice. They said it's fine. Even though my voice is hoarse, it's fine. So hearing this, I look back on myself how much I love the shepherd. I learned from them. To the extent, likewise, to the extent you love them, you will find ways to delight them. And the easiest way to find them is through the words of God. Another reason that you now find the shepherd's precious messages even more valuable is you can learn the ways to bring joy to them from his messages. Thus, from today, let's look over the ways to please Father God and bring forth fruit based on the senior pastor's sermon series entitled The Keys to Studying Well. So, I will preach based on the senior pastor's sermon series, The Keys to Studying Well. Does anyone wonder, isn't that sermon series necessary for students alone? No. When senior pastor testified to the keys to studying well, he emphasized that this message is necessary not only for students, but all church members and parents with a child. Even if you are not students, if you apply them in your lives, they will serve as the shortcut to success. It's not only about physical success. If you make bread of this message in heart, it will enlighten you on the secrets to coming into spirit. May today's message enable you to discover ways to please Father God and bring forth fruit. Dear brothers and sisters, today's sermon will be divided into three categories. First, let me start off by explaining why I've chosen the Keys to Studying Well series among many of Senior Pastor's sermon series. Next, we'll talk about why we should study, namely the purposes of studying. Lastly, we'll discuss the adequate intelligence quotient, which is the first requirement to study well. Nowadays, worldly people study continually to survive the fierce competition. Those who work for a company take various exams for promotions or certificates. Not only employees, but those who run their own businesses have to continually acquire new information and technology to remain competitive in their fields. Studying is a process of acquiring knowledge and information, so it's not an obligation solely for students, but a constantly required procedure in all of our lives. For this reason, the keys to studying well are not only targeted for students, but it carries what we need in general in order to bear fruit in our lives. The secrets to studying well are essential for parents nurturing and educating their children as well as students themselves. To the extent they know the secrets, they can educate their children better. Furthermore, the lectures are beneficial in our Christian lives as well. Regardless of your position in the church, all of you are workers in the kingdom of God. You have to improve yourselves endlessly to become competent workers. You should equip yourselves with physical qualities that pertain to spirit, as well as spiritual knowledge and capabilities. Levi workers and those who serve God with specific talents should improve their knowledge and hone their skills to fulfill their duties better. Most of all, in order to come into spirit, as an effort to equip yourself with spiritual capabilities, you need to arm yourself with the words, as just as recorded in 1 Timothy chapter 4, verse 5, for it is sanctified by means of the word and prayer. When we pray holding fast to the words, we can become sanctified. Particularly, on day one of this special Daniel prayer meeting, the shepherd emphasized the baptism of fire as he prayed for us. In order for us to receive the baptism of fire, it requires us to have precise knowledge about the definition and impacts of the baptism of fire and how we can receive it. Only then can we receive the baptism of fire and be transformed by it. So about this, Senior Pastor will give detailed explanation. For you to acquire such spiritual knowledge, furthermore, to arm yourselves with words of God necessary for a true Christian life, the keys to studying well are beneficial. But the keys to studying well also help you to acquire knowledge. As you explore the points provided in this series, you will get the secrets to coming into spirit. In other words, the keys to studying well can serve as the secrets to coming into spirit as well. Therefore, this message is essential not just for studying well, but for figuring out the ways to bear fruit both spiritually and physically. For this reason, I prepared the message based on this sermon series. If you firmly believe the points explained from this point on and make the most of their use, they will serve as the shortcut to bearing fruit, both in spirit and in flesh. Whatever goals you may have, they can be achieved without fail. Also, as for me, through this sermon series, I was greatly benefited. And until I was 10th grade, I had been just a churchgoer. From 11th grade, I started an earnest Christian life. But I failed to focus on two things, spiritual life and studying, because I wasn't, so I neglected my studies and focused on spiritual life, so I justified myself. And I was attending a Gwangju Manmin church in local city, and I justified myself while not focusing on two things. And because I was focusing on spiritual life, I was under the delusion that Father God would be pleased with me. But in the winter break, during the winter break, when I was in 11th grade, someone advised me to study hard as well. He enlightened me on this. So I decided to study hard at the same time, focus on my spiritual life. So I happened to listen to the Keys to Studying Well sermon series. That was when I was 12th grader. In order to go to church, I had to take a bus, and it took about 45 minutes. It took about 45 minutes, and during that travel, 45 travel, I carried a Senior Pastor sermon series, and I repeatedly listened to the series, making bread of them, and I believed and trusted in the words, and I tried to put the words that I heard into practice, because I actually, my scores, my grades had been fallen because I had been focusing on spiritual life. But as I listened to the messages and put them into practice, my scores, which had been fallen, began to increase, and I got a good score, I got a good result at Korean SAT and ended up going a prestigious college. As you apply this message into your lives, you can, I think you can bear good fruit both in spirit and in flesh. Dear brothers and sisters, and mommy students, does anyone among you wonder, why should I study? It's demanding and boring. It's no. We don't have many days. You may think like we don't have many days left before our Lord comes back. Should I only focus on the Lord's work? Does anyone of you think this way? The students of Mamun are well aware why they should study hard. But to provide a clearer answer to that question, let me elaborate on why we should study, namely the purposes of your studying. If asked, why do you think you should study? How might a student reply? In reality, a lot of students study only because they have to or because they are told to. They do it out of a sense of duty. Nowadays, a majority of students study hard to enter a prestigious college or get a high-paying job because only a limited number of people can be accepted into such colleges or get a high-paying job. It requires them to undergo fierce competition. Particularly in Korea, we have a great passion for education, so parents often put a lot of burden and pressure on their children. In such societal circumstances, students are preoccupied with studying without setting a clear goal. Consequently, some suffer from depression, feeling stressed out from studying, while others even end up committing suicide. In Korea, we have a new saying, giving up on N, which represents the difficult reality of the current job market. Giving up on N refers to a generation of people giving up on dating, marriage, purchasing homes, and etc. due to financial and societal pressures. Originally, the saying actually started with giving up three things, dating, marriage, and having children, but as it became increasingly difficult for people to live, it changed to giving up on five things, giving up on seven things, and finally, the number increased to seven, giving up on seven.
포기까지 포함해서 7포 세대라고 합니다. 그래서 이 7포 세대까지 범위가 확장되더니 이제는
and the number continued to increase. As the number of things went up, it created a new phrase, giving up on N. Yet, such phenomena are taking place because people lack obvious goals in studies, job seeking, and pursuing success. If you set a definite, clear goal, you don't regret the situation where you should give up other things for one purpose. You merely think of it as one of the necessary steps to achieve your dream. Thus, prior to learning the keys to studying well, we should set a clear goal in studying. The same goes for our life of faith. Without a clear purpose, if we lead a Christian life out of a sense of obligation, we would feel burdened and be prevented from growing in faith. As we feel weighed down, in the worst case, we may even give up on growth of our faith. Both, you don't study because you are compelled or for the benefit of someone else. You should study voluntarily and for your own happiness. Then, what is the source of the greatest joy to students believing in God? It is to set the purpose of studying on glorifying God. Thankfully, many of Mamin's students are wise enough, so most of them study for the glory of God. Because they have true faith, they know how precious it is to glorify God and how blessed that kind of life is. In fact, while we are living on this earth, the purpose of all our deeds is to give glory to God. 1 Corinthians chapter 10 verse 31 says, "Whether then you eat or drink or whatever you do, do all to the glory of God." If you set a firm goal in our Lord, a happy life is ensured. When our God is glorified through His children, He lets His children be glorified and blessed as well. Now, if you students study hard to give glory to God, with what kind of glory will He repay us? Deuteronomy chapter 26 verse 19 reminds us, "And that He will set you high above all nations which He has made, for praise, fame, and honor, and that you shall be a consecrated people to the Lord your God, as He has spoken, and these words will be realized in your lives." You may not be able to get good grace right away. You may not immediately be able to give glory to God with your knowledge and talents. Nevertheless, if you just study hard, this itself glorifies Him. For example, as your friends see you always studying diligently, they will admit, people around you admit that a person with strong faith is different from others. Matthew chapter 5 verse 6 says, "Let your light shine before men in such a way that they may see your good works and glorify your Father who is in heaven." As written, as they see your good deeds of studying hard, people around you will give glory to God. When you excel in your studies with God's grace and strength upon you, God is glorified through this. In turn, even unbelieving people will acknowledge God, thinking, "He can study well because he believes in God." In addition, they will recognize and commend you. God will also guide you to a prosperous way. He will supply your necessities in time and bless you. He will lead you the most blessed way. God-given titles are not just elders, senior deaconesses, or choir members, or group leaders. The title student itself can be recognized as God-given title too. Studying is your God-given duty. Young students can't afford to give a large amount of offerings or devote much of their time working for God. But if you wholly fulfill your duties as a student, God will accept it joyfully and pay you back with blessings and rewards. It is not the will of God to neglect your studies while focusing on your church duties alone. God's will and providence for you, students, is to study hard and prepare for the future. Of course, I'm not saying you may neglect your God-given duties as a group leader or a choir member. If you can, it is better to stay faithful to your God-given duties so that you can build up more rewards in heaven. While you diligently study, if you stay faithful to your God-given duties at church, Father God will grant you more wisdom and help you bear abundant fruit without fail. Through this message as well, as I armed myself with this message, I was blessed in such a way as well. When I was a 12th grader, when I was in Gwangju Mami Church, I was the president of Student Sunday School, and I was also a Sunday School teacher, and I also had other duties. I cleaned up the sanctuary after the service. I also would lead a praise meeting on Saturday, but I didn't let go of those church duties because I carried out such duties on Saturdays or Sunday. So during the weekday, I reduced the hours of sleep, I woke up earlier, and I saved the time. I make the most use of the break time. I wanted to fill in. I wanted so that I can study more. But even while I was carrying out such duties, I didn't feel tired. But Father God allowed me to study more. And Because I was fulfilling my duties, I lacked time compared to other students, but Father God blessed me to enter the best college among all students in my school. I give all thanks and glory to Father God. So, without turning to one side, when you wholly fulfill your duty as a student, you are truly carrying out your duties faithfully. When you stay faithful to God in such a way, God pays you back with perfect rewards and blessings. If you do well in school, not only can you give glory to God, but also fulfill your dreams. If you consider studying as a means of achieving your dreams, you will feel different about having to study. Knowing that you study to achieve your goal, you won't find it stressful but enjoyable to learn new things. Serving as the guidance pastor for your fifth young adults mission, I have been assigned to the position of principal of Student Sunday School. Returning to Student Sunday School, I found that the atmosphere changed quite a lot. Many of them are pressing on towards their dreams and goals. Such changes have been possible by the shepherd's relief to them, and his invitation to the Gethsemane prayer house last year. Once again, he invited them over to his Gethsemane prayer house. So students are now pressing on with their dreams and visions. I've recently met with a student. I asked him what kind of confession he wanted to make before the shepherd. He answered that he wanted to say thank you to him for buying him a clarinet, a musical instrument. And he also wanted to tell him how he is fulfilling his dreams. It's not just this student who makes this kind of confession. Because our shepherd has been offering quite a big amount of financial support, many students can focus on their studies. Those who couldn't even dare have dreams for the future have been encouraged to set a goal and make hard efforts to achieve it. More and more students are making efforts spiritually and physically to bring joy to the shepherd and come forth as his fruit. The greatest interest among students is meeting the shepherd at Gethsemane Prayer House. They want to show how changed they are when they go there. Quite a few students are already preparing to meet him with a yearning heart. One of them is offering morning fasting every day until the day of the meeting at the Gethsemane prayer house. He started this from the beginning of the new year. Now the students' winter retreat is going on in preparation for the upcoming semester and meeting with the shepherd at his prayer house. Two students have offered 5-day fasting to prepare for the winter retreat and to change themselves. These two guys are friends, and they together offered up 5-day fasting. They prayed and prepared for the winter retreat. Another student earnestly prepared himself with 3-day fasting even though he had to practice for special praise at the retreat. In addition to these, a number of students are offering a 3-day, 1-day, or a meal fasting, striving for spiritual change. Because through this winter retreat, our student members have received a lot of grace. Through those times of grace, blessing, they could feel the shepherd's love. As they are in the space of the shepherd, they're harbored by the shepherd, they could receive grace. This grace started from the very first day, from the day one. They had a seminar with Pastor Sujin Lee, which lasted for 2.5 hours. And 2.5 hours is not a short time, even for adults. But I was concerned because our students are young, so I prayed that they could focus well. But actually, I didn't have to worry at all because they were in the shepherd's space with the Father of God's grace. And Pastor Su Jin Lee delivered a message for an hour and a half, and she preached about. Actually, physically is never a short time, but students continually said amen, and students were. They were so focused. They concentrated very well. And later on, there was a repentance time and praise time as well. After the seminar, they confessed, "I wish she would have." They received, literally received fire, and the schedule started from 10 a.m. and it ended at 5 p.m. So I was concerned that our students would be tired because they also had to attend prayer meeting. But also this concern was needless. I didn't have to worry about this. So such worries and concerns were not necessary. And middle school students, even middle school students, they confessed that the 2 and 40 minute Daniel prayer meeting was short. They received outpouring of God's grace. They had a lot of confessions, of testimonies. But let me introduce just only one of them. This is a testimony from a seventh grader. He received such a tremendous grace. Let me share this with you. Jinpyo Hong is a seventh grader. He actually lives far from church. His mother was so happy to see his son changed. After he actually attends church to. He actually has to leave his house early because it takes 1 hour to come to church. But he says he's not tired at all. He used to play games, enjoy playing games a lot. During the spring break, a guidance pastor advised him to attend the winter retreat. On the first day of the winter retreat, he received a lot of grace through Pastor Su Jin Lee's seminar. And he also attended the Daniel prayer meeting. At the prayer meeting, he received a lot of grace and also requested. He said that he hadn't received tongues yet, so I told him to follow me. And he right away, he began to pray in tongues. And after the prayer meeting, his confession was so touching. On his way back home, "Mom, I received tongues. I have to sever ties with the world. I wish my father and my sister had come also." He also confessed he began to enjoy listening to praises. He said, I will be able to enter New Jerusalem if I live like this. Today, I want to go to Friday online service, and tomorrow on Saturday, I want to praise God during the praise meeting. That's what he confessed. And his spiritual change It's not everything about his spiritual change. On Friday, while his mom was out, usually he plays computer games, but he was watching GCN instead of playing games. So his spiritual change is so rapid. And the way he speaks, the way he behaves has been changed a lot as well. The grace that we received on the first day was such tremendous. And the second day as well. And in the afternoon, there was an athletic meet from the beginning to end. We realized how great, how wonderful it is to be in the space of the shepherd. The weather forecast said that the temperature would be below zero. That's what the weather forecast said on that day. And actually, we were having an athletic meet in a town called Sillim. The weather forecast that said that the temperature would be 2 degrees Celsius. And we were having an athletic meet on a soccer field. It was a mountainous region. But on that mountainous region, usually the temperature should be lower, but the temperature was 10 degrees Celsius. Before we started the athletic meet, the temperature was 10 degrees Celsius. But it's not the end. After we received prayer, and the temperature kept going up. It went up to 14.8 degrees Celsius. Other areas, the temperature was 2 degrees Celsius. But on the mountainous region where we were having an athletic meet, the temperature was 14 degrees. How could a person explain this situation? And people who were wearing jackets, they all took them off. Some of them even wore short pants. It's not just temperature. The wonders and signs were wonderful. Before we started the athletic meet, the sky was clear. After we received the senior pastor's prayer, cloud all of a sudden began forming in the sky. And we took pictures of the clouds. The pictures we took, the senior pastor's figure was found on the pictures. We could see senior pastor wearing sunglasses. Can you see that? We were so happy, overjoyed. And that day, that very day, we were having an athletic meet. On that athletic meet day, we took pictures where senior pastor appeared, senior pastor's figures appeared with his glasses on, sunglasses on. But that's not the end. From morning to evening, we were having an athletic meet. I was worried that students would feel tired. But I believe that the previous day students received the baptism of fire. So the Nazareth choir members sang praise during the Friday all-night service. They practiced 4 hours on Saturday and Sunday, so they offered up such a wonderful praise on Friday. So they gather in church for practice, but during the Friday all-night service, without feeling drowsy, without dozing off, they offered up such spirit-filled praise. The fervor, their enthusiasm was wonderful. The sanctuary was filled with such spirit-filled atmosphere. Some of the church members even confessed. Some of them even confessed, is it already 4 p.m.? Is it already? So I said, we have also Saturday praise meeting, so just show your enthusiasm and passion. And the speaker, and they were standing up for 1 hour and 40 minutes. And during the Saturday praise meeting, their passion and enthusiasm was so great. They wanted to praise more. They asked Pastor Heejun Lee to praise more. And especially, Pastor Heejun Lee explained the as they sang together, I love you, the flock of Manmin. Some students shed tears rolled down. As I saw them shedding tears while singing that praise, I was so touched. For more details, you'll later watch that on Manmin magazine. Such spirit-filled and happy testimonies are pouring in through Winter's Retreat. And many of the students confessed that they would fast for 3 days. They resolved to change. They decided to run towards their goal. I was so happy to hear such confessions. The reason they could have such spiritual changes has been possible by the shepherd who invited them over to Gethsemane prayer house. He planted vision and dreams into their hearts. And the same goes for the special Daniel prayer meeting. Brothers and sisters, have you set a clear goal for the special Daniel prayer meeting? This time, it's held under the title, The Fruit of the Shepherd's Tears. Have you set a goal necessary to comfort as the fruit of the shepherd's tears? Rather than merely attending the meeting out of obligation, if you set your prayer titles and pray with them, you will be more excited and spirit-filled during the prayer time. As for me, I set 3 prayer titles during the special Daniel prayer meeting. So, you know this prayer, attend this card, and on the back of it, I write 3 prayer titles specifically for special Daniel prayer meeting. I pray holding on to those titles. And at the awards winning ceremony, I submit this with a confession, Father God, I've been praying with these prayer titles with the trust and faith that Father God will answer me.
2. Study well. There are conditions required of all students.
The first condition required to study well is having appropriate intellectual power. It is often called IQ, an abbreviation for intelligence quotient. There are cases where students have a lower IQ, but senior pastors said that shared the secrets to increase their IQ. He told us 3, but we'll look over this in later sermons. And if you listen to the senior pastor's Keys to Studying Well series, you will understand it. I urge you to prepare your nurse masters well.
The keys to studying well not only tells us how we can study well, but it also tells us how we can bear fruit spiritually. So let me conclude the message. Today, under the title Secrets to Bearing Fruit, I delivered a message based on Senior Pastor's sermon series, The Keys to Studying Well. I started off by explaining why I chose the Keys to Studying Well series in sharing the secrets to bearing fruit. Brothers and sisters, no matter how good the messages are, it is of no use if you don't apply them in your lives. I challenge all our church members, as well as students, who are about to begin a new semester, to arm yourselves with the Senior Pastor's Key to Studying Well series, thereby coming forth as a shepherd's fruit. Also, another important thing to keep in mind is, just as there are different kinds of fruit by season, for spiritual fruit, there is the most appropriate timing for the most abundant harvest. We shouldn't miss out on that opportunity. Right now, we've been given an opportune chance, which is the special Daniel prayer meeting. A week has passed since the beginning of the special Daniel prayer meeting. Of about 10,008 hours, about 160 hours are already gone. As of now, 4 o'clock. Yet still, we have 548 hours left. We still have a lot of hours left, right? How would you spend this blessed time allowed for us? In January 2017, our shepherd wholeheartedly offered the peace offering on behalf of us and thus tore down the wall of sin. We've been greatly blessed through that time, through the Lunar New Year meeting. Moreover, continuing from the Lunar New Year meeting, we've been given an opportunity, special Daniel prayer meeting. In particular, as we started off, Senior Pastor mentioned the baptism of fire and pray for us. And every night, we are given time for grace by which we can quickly scorch our sinful natures. Now we are in an optimal setting and environment where we can't help but be changed. We should not miss out on this opportunity, right? With our wall of sin torn down, we can promptly scorch our remaining sinful natures through the baptism of fire. We should never miss out on this blessing. I earnestly hope that you exert all your efforts in your prayer, bear abundant fruit, both in spirit and in flesh, and thereby come forth as the fruit of the shepherd's tears, as in the lyrics of I love you, the flock of Mammon. I'll be changed. I hope all of us can boldly confess we are the fruit of the shepherd. Let's reflect on today's message in our prayer. Let's receive the Senior Pastor's prayer for the sick. If you have any sick parts, please lay your hands on it. If you don't have any sick parts, please lay your hands on your chest and receive the prayer for your heart's wish. Hallelujah, Almighty God, our loving Father. Please lay your hands on all believers who are receiving this prayer now. Show your works that transcend time and space on those who are receiving this prayer through GCN, Internet and Satellite TV, in branch churches and local sanctuaries, and all other children of God throughout the world. Give them the faith to believe from the heart. Drive away negative thoughts and doubts, and drive away all tests and trials. From head to toe, all entrails, joints, nerves, and tissues and cells, whatever the sick part may be, burn them with the fire of the Holy Spirit and the original light.
In the name of Jesus Christ, I command the enemy devil and Satan, all diseases, germs, and viruses, and infirmities go away. Light come. Please scorch all their terminal and incurable diseases with the fire of the Holy Spirit. Drive away all endemic diseases, including malaria. All contagious diseases, including cold, flu, and fever, go away. Protect them from all kinds of germs and viruses. Heal them of all stomach, lung, liver, breast, urine, and intestinal cancers, AIDS, leukemia, cerebral apoplexy, high low blood pressure, diabetes, thyroid problems, and heart, lung, and women's diseases, and all inflammations go away. Heal them of polio, stroke, arthritis, and herniated discs, back pain, headache, neuralgia, and all other pains disappear. Epilepsy, autism, depression, neurosis, and other mental diseases go away. All kinds of paralysis be loosened. Get up and walk and leap. Let the eyes see well. Let the ears hear well. Let the blind come to see, the deaf hear, and the mute to speak. Heal them of after effects of all kinds of accidents. Fix their broken bones. Restore them from burns. Let the heat and burning sensation go away. Be cleansed from all kinds of drug addictions, poisoning, and substance abuse. Let the dead nerves, tissues, and cells be regenerated. Give them the blessing of conception. Receive the blessing of conception. In the name of Jesus Christ, I command the enemy devil and Satan, the ruler of the power of the air, the evil forces of heavenly places and their servants go away. Go away, evil, unclean, false, and deceitful spirits, separating spirits and all forces of darkness. Loosen the bonds of wickedness. Darkness go away, light come. Father God, give them strength to cry out in prayer and the power to cast off sins and become sanctified. As their souls prosper, let all things go well with them and let their families be vitalized. Protect them from all kinds of accidents and disasters throughout this week, and bless them to lead a prosperous life without any problems. With the fiery walls of the Holy Spirit, heavenly hosts and angels, and with your blazing eyes, protect all your children, their families, workplaces, and business fields. Give students wisdom and understanding, and give them enthusiasm and fervor to study hard. Please keep their hearts and minds from worldly things, and let them love God more fervently. Whether your children eat or drink, or in whatever they do, let them do it all to live a life glorifying Father God. Let them be able to testify about the living God, saying, I've met and experienced God, and received His answers and blessings. Father God, thank you. Be glorified alone. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, I pray, Amen.